Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I got something I want to talk to you about. I want to talk to you about all the years when I said to you that every small business must have a website. How many years did I talk about that? How many years did I lament the fact that incredibly for years and years, and it may only barely be better now, only about 50% of small business owners actually have their own website. It's still way too many small business owners don't have their own website. And when I say website, I'm talking about the one that comes up on a PC, on a computer, right? Well, it's still true. You need to have a website, except today the world has quantum leaped you if you don't have a website, because it's not enough just to have a website. Today you also have to be ready for the mobile customer, the person doing business on their smartphone. Once only wizards and fairies had magic wands, but in the age of the customer, hundreds of millions of Americans and earthlings, people all around the world, now have one of these magic wands in the palm of their hand. Here are the U.S. numbers alone. According to Statista, that's the way they say it, Statista. According to that company, the research firm, this year over 180 million Americans will own a smartphone, and that number will grow by 10% to almost 200 million, two-thirds of every beating heart in America, by next year. Now, let me rephrase that to you. That's every American, essentially, between the ages of 16 and 80. Here's another way to say that. All of your prospects and customers have smartphones, and they're doing business on those phones. In a recent poll we took of our audience, our online poll that you know about, slightly more than half either had a mobile site or were acquiring one, which is good for them, right? But that means almost half had no plans to have a mobile site. That's not good. Tough love alert, my friends. If your business isn't ready for mobile prime time, your business is a dinosaur waiting to become extinct. Any questions? But there's good news. You can avoid death by mobile in less than a month. Here's how you do it. When we once converted our analog lives to the online digital world, we did it with a personal computer, right? And the shift is now away from the larger screen to the small screen. The small screen of the smartphone. And we're integrating these new lightsabers into our lives and businesses even more than when we used the PC, including, but by all means not limited to, these things. Here are things that people are doing on their smartphone. Just a few of the things. They're downloading and using productive and fun apps. You're doing it. You're seeing people do it, right? They're reading newspapers, even books. I read the Wall Street Journal on my smartphone. I don't have a print subscription anymore. Haven't had in a long time. They're navigating on foot and on wheels. You're doing it. I'm doing it. We're recording and sharing our lives with photos and videos. We do it all the time, right? We're connecting to others on social media. We're shopping for, we're buying stuff, and we're paying for stuff with our smartphones. That's a large part of our lives, my friends, that we're doing with these smartphones. So, you can get ready for the mobile customer with these two steps. First, hire someone to help you get your online information optimized for local search. Local search, my friends. This is important for any online strategy, but it's mandatory for mobile primetime. Mobile users are often literally trying to find you. They're literally trying to find a business. Number two, hire someone to build a mobile site for you. It might not be the same person as the person who helped you get locals optimized for local search. Hire somebody to build a mobile site when your web address is requested from a smartphone. The mobile site presents automatically with your regular website offerings kind of netted out and with only a few graphics for the smaller screen. It's a matter of form follows function. Mobile sites cost less than a mobile app to create. And a mobile site icon looks just like a mobile app. I don't think you need a mobile app. I think you need a mobile site. At least start with a mobile site. That's the most important thing. The whole thing might cost you $500 to $1,000. Probably $500 at the most. But those two steps, folks, that's all you got to do to get ready. So here's the good news, I promise you. You can do all of this in about a month. And I just mentioned what I thought it would cost you. But the question is not how much it's going to cost you. The question is how much will it cost you if you don't convert, if you don't get ready for mobile prime time. Now, I've been talking to you about this for a long time. And I've been telling you about mobile prime time for a long time. Well, guess what happened this week? You know about Google, right? The 800-pound gorilla in our lives. They control a lot of your relevance online because of their search capability, because of the algorithms that they create. This week, Google is going to punish any website, and I use that word, that's not their word, that's my word, but that's what's going to happen. If you are in a certain position today or earlier last week, if you were in a certain position without a mobile site, being mobile ready, this week you probably dropped positions on Google if you didn't have a mobile site, if you weren't mobile ready. Google is going to start punishing anybody that isn't mobile ready. So there's another reason why you have to be ready for mobile. And as you've heard me say this before, mobile computing will dominate your future. Well, guess what? Google just made your future today. Actually, yesterday. Folks, you've got to be mobile ready. Find somebody to build a mobile site for you. Get local search optimized. You got to do those two things. You can't afford not to. This is non-negotiable, my friends. Get it done. You'll thank me later. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.